Good morning. Now I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And I want you to feel what's in this thing here and tell me what you think of this. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Go ahead, Addie. Okay. What is that? Is that soft? Yeah. Now one more. Go ahead. Feel, is that nice and soft? Oh, that is so soft. Anna? Is that soft? Logan? What do you think? What do you think about that? You know what? She said it's sheeple. You are really, really, really close. It is actually Angora bunny rabbit. But you get an A+ because that was a really, really, really good guess. Is that soft, huh? Isn't it interesting that God made animals to do that, though? That they can be sheared off and we can use their wool, right? And we can, that's how they make clothing, right? Right? And what happens is the sheep and the bunnies, their hair grows and grows, and then it's sheared off, and then it grows up again, and then it's kind of just keeps going on like that. Well, you know, that's how it is here at church. We, every year, we start to prepare for Christmas, right? Is anyone excited about Christmas or not? Is it too early? Right? We call that Advent. Right? Can you say Advent? And what we do is we celebrate Jesus coming, and we're going to start that next Sunday, Advent. But you know what the great thing about it is? Jesus came. Do you know why he came? Because he loves us so much, and he wanted to be our very, very, very best friend. Right? Is that right? 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 So let's say a prayer. We're going to thank Jesus that he makes wonderful animals like sheep and bunny rabbits, that we can get wool from them and clothing, but also that he is our very best friend and he loves us and he is our king. Right? Let's say a prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for your love for us. Thank you for wonderful animals. Thank you for Christmas and your love for us.